This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. This is Europe Week in the White House. German Chancellor Angela Merkel shows up Friday. French President Emmanuel Macron is there now. Trade is right at the top of the agenda, those steel and aluminum tariffs, and how the European Union wants permanent exemptions from those import duties. China, as you might have heard, didn't get any exemptions, and it took its case to the World Trade Organization. And this week, the EU, in contrast to the negotiating that Macron and Merkel are doing at the White House, the EU decided to join that complaint, as have Russia, India, and others. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson tells us what all that means.
Consider it Plan B. The EU would really like the Trump administration to give it a once-and-for-all final exemption from these steel and aluminum tariffs, one that doesn't require the EU to offer up other concessions. Gregory Schaefer is a professor at the University of California, Irvine.
The EU is using this as leverage to try to get a permanent exemption from the United States for its tariffs on steel and aluminum.
But there are other reasons to go through the WTO. Litigating it this way will give the EU legal cover to impose tariffs of its own on U.S. products. It also wants to discourage other countries from trying something similar, using a national security argument to protect a domestic industry, says Robert Lawrence at the Harvard Kennedy School.
There's been an unwritten tradition in the WTO that countries should show restraint and that they shouldn't use this provision because it has the ability of undermining the rest of the agreement.
So by challenging these tariffs at the WTO, the EU and even the Chinese are taking pains to say the Americans are breaking the rules, but we are not. Edward Alden is with the Council on Foreign Relations.
If you look honestly at what's happening right now, this is not going to be resolved by the WTO. It's going to be resolved by direct negotiations with the countries involved.
But by running a complaint through the WTO, Alden says the EU is hoping to preserve its relevance and integrity for future disputes. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.